all of you who are here for the very first time listening to us tonight. We have got a website that somebody obviously introduced you to. They introduced you to a free website where you're able to get incredible amounts of information to be able to help you, whether it's managing your time, getting out of debt, understanding people better, being able to solve problems easier with people, make more money, you name it. It's available on that website, and it's available for free. And for all of you that this is your weekly call, this is where you're at every single Monday night live with all of us from all over the world, we obviously want to thank you so much for all of your support and for being here every Monday night with us. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who didn't have a whole lot of confidence in myself or in my future. I wasn't somebody that dreamt a lot about doing big things. That just wasn't my deal. The biggest thing I had dreamt of was being a mom and having three kids, and I far have succeeded in that. I have five children instead of just three. And so anyway, I didn't, when I first heard about the business world, I wasn't cut out for it. In fact, I told the person who introduced me, I said, you know what, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And after a couple of months of him re-exposing me over and over again, I finally got the courage to get started, and I figured, man, if I fail at this, I still would be doing better than I would working for JCPenney. I failed the first 6 months miserably. I didn't make a dime. I did everything that I was told to do. I tried working hard. Nothing seemed to work for me, and it turned out that I was really lacking some very simple skills that I was not aware of that I was lacking. I went to a training seminar, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days. Following that seminar, brought a whole bunch of people back to that same training seminar with me, just brand new people that I had brought into my business venture. And they came out and had incredible success. My income had jumped up to $21,000 in a month, just after a few months. Totaling income in 5 months was over $51,000. Then I ran off and got married to a guy that drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, left me completely homeless, living out of my car, showering in public places the month of December of 1990. Started a business on the December 26th from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, making $2,000 in 10 hours, literally, from a handwritten flyer, handwritten script, literally dropping quarters into a payphone booth and making $2,000 cash, net profit to my pocket. I made $18,000 the first 45 days working a part-time basis, went on to make $250,000 the first year and make my first million by the time I was 23. Have gone on to make seven figures beyond that, raising my five children with my husband, Hans, working part-time. I've worked my business part-time 20 hours a week, 15 to 20 hours a week for the last 10 years that I've been in business. And so it truly has been a blessing to be able to be given an opportunity by God, who opened a door for me to go into business for myself, to become an entrepreneur, something that I was never raised up to do, something I didn't even know was possible to do. And if I could go out and learn some very simple things, apply them, and generate seven figures, then what can you do? If someone like me who grew up the way that I did with abusive father and all kinds of drug addictions going on in my home, certainly not the Leave It to Beaver, let's say, upbringing. And you know, with learning disabilities and being homeless and all that kind of stuff, if someone like myself could overcome something like that, then the real question is what are you willing to do to make sure that 2006 is better than 2005? What changes are you going to make sure that this coming next year is going to be better than the prior year? What kind of decisions are you going to make sure that you don't end the next 12 months the very same way that you ended the last 12 months? The bottom line is this, is that the next 12 months are going to come and go. 2006 is going to be behind us before we know it. Man, look at January's almost over. And it's going to go fast. That's a reality check. Pretty soon March will be here, then May, then August, then November, and then here we are again. And it literally flies by that fast, especially if you're raising kids. And so what are you going to do? What plan do you have? What action are you going to take to make sure that you do not make the same mistakes that you made last year, to make sure that you get the right kind of skill development that you need to be able to move your business or move your life forward, whether your marriage is what's being challenged, whether it's parenting that's being challenged, whether it's your business or your job? we have so much access to so much great information and knowledge and skill development, just even through our website, even beyond our website. There's so many places where we can learn how to advance ourselves in every area of our life. We can never be looking at everybody else thinking, oh, you know, it's my husband is why I'm not a success, or it's my wife is why I'm not making the money that I wish I could make. Oh, if I didn't have all these kids, then, you know, I could be so much better, or this or that. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. It truly has to do with you, and what are you willing to do, and what steps are you going to take to be able to make sure that you move yourself to make sure that you're going to do whatever it takes to move your life forward. And so we're going to have we have an absolute privilege right now. I'm so excited. I just got a note here as what I was excited about. I just found out that we have operators rating online right now to be able to have a feature that we use in our prospecting and closing classes, as well as some teleseminars that we do. And what I wanted to do tonight was I wanted to be able to invite many of you to be able to ask some questions, and you guys are going to direct basically this entire call. Now, before I go there, I really feel like it's important that you are certainly grateful for the person that invited you on the call to be able to help you in any area of your life. And for those of you that are following a particular leader of a particular organization, make sure you pay very close attention to these people. Because the fact that they sent you to this website or sent you this call definitely speaks volumes about their character. It speaks a volume about where their ego is, and that they're not on some ego trip where they're wanting to collect all the credit for somebody's success, but that they really want to see you succeed. So you truly are blessed to be able to follow the kind of leader that sent you to this call. And I know some of you are thinking, well, give me a break. It's all selfish. She just wants me to make more money. Well, you're right. And so what? So what if that's what their agenda is? Is that not mutually beneficial for you and for them? Absolutely. So either way, make sure that you pay respect where respect is due for those people that invited you on this call, the people that you are currently following, because they obviously know a bit about what they're doing if they were directing you here in this direction. So this is what we're going to do. Who's the operator that's going to help me tonight?
It's Sarah.
Hi, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You have no idea how blessed I am that you guys on the fly are willing to do this with me.
Well, we kind of like you, so, you know.
Oh, you are so sweet. You guys are awesome. Thank you. You guys are a definite boost for my confidence, and I really want you guys to come out and spend a weekend with us sometime.
Okay. Well, we didn't get to see you last time. I was very disappointed.
Me too. I had no idea you were even out there.
We'll have to work that out.
Yes. So next time you guys are going to come where I'm at, you guys just need to plan on staying the whole weekend and you know, kind of experiencing what you've been hearing about all this time.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, Sarah, we have a lot of new people that are on the phone right now. Some of them have no idea how the hand feature works. Make sure you clear the queue because there are some little devils that know exactly how that works. So go ahead and explain if they want to ask a question concerning any topic, what they need to do to be able to do that, and they'll be brought into a private conference with me.
Okay, let me go ahead and put it in Q&A feature right now. At this time, if you have a question, go ahead and press the number 1 on your touchtone phone. Press the number 1 only once, otherwise you will be taken out of the queue, and we will get them in the order that they raise their hand. Give me 1 second to get the first person's name, okay?
All right, three.
Okay, the first person is Stephanie Aldort. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm glad to talk to you now because I can't talk to you in the prospecting and closing, but I will tomorrow.
Awesome. What can I do for you, sweetie?
I'm having trouble, and I don't know how to stop it. I send people to my website, which gives all the information and all the testimonies, and I make an appointment to call them back in a half an hour or an hour the next day, and guess what?
They're not there.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me how many people out of 10, let's say if you scheduled 10 appointments, how many out of 10 are not there for that follow-up call?
Well, one was too busy to talk to me at the appointed time, and the others were not there.
Okay, so you had one. Are you grouping this out of 10 people?
Yes.
Okay, so one out of 10 was there but didn't have time to talk to you right then and there. The other 9 just flaked on you.
Right.
Okay, well, that is extremely rude of them, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I want you to look for. Number one, Stephanie, I want you to record yourself. I want you to record yourself doing your prospecting.
Okay.
And there's a few things I want you to look for. And there's a ton of people that are listening right now that have the same exact problem, so don't feel like you're the only one alone in this deal. So what you want to do is you want to record yourself and see if you sound like a salesperson. See, number two, if you sound too nice. See, number three, if you really are listening to them and making a good connection. Or four, see if you're putting words in their mouth instead of drawing the words out of their mouth. The key reason why people won't show up the next day is that there's no trust has been established, and I just gave you the reasons why trust is not established. The second reason is that they don't feel obligated to. So some things to explore is see that when you make that appointment, if you're kind of talking over them or were they fully engaged in making that conversation, making that appointment happen with you. So that's kind of an important thing.
Uh-huh.
Where, for example, you say, okay, well, I'm going to call you back in a half an hour, and, we'll see, whether or not we're going to be able to work together. That's not making them a commitment at all. But something like this, okay, Stephanie, it takes most people about 15 minutes to peruse the website. I've got a few more interviews that I need to conduct. I'm going to go ahead and do that now. I'll let you be for that website right now. I'm going to give you a call back in 15 minutes. Does that work for you?
Uh-huh. They have to say yes or no.
Exactly. So if you're just leaving it open-ended, then there's no commitment there. So you really want to get them committed and that they know that you've got other interviews, that you're running a real business, and that you are serious about keeping that appointment.
Good.
Okay.
I'll start listening to myself tonight.
Good. Good job, Stephanie. I'm proud of you, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow morning.
Yep.
All right, girl.
Thanks, Billy.
Okay, you're welcome. Sarah, go ahead and put her back in with everybody else so that we can keep the lines nice and clear with the next person.
This is so fast. Okay, the next person we have is Brad Young. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear your voice. What can I do for you?
I've got a question. All of our pre-recorded calls that we take people to,
uh-huh.
Every single one of them mentions network marketing.
Right. I understand, and I know that you've heard me say that, my preference, if I had control, none of my pre-recorded messages ever said anything like that. Never say that word, never say multi-level marketing, none of that kind of stuff. And it's not because I'm ashamed of it. That's not at all the issue. I am absolutely proud to have been a part of this industry. Wouldn't be where I'm at today of it, however, comma. There is quite a number of people who, they hear that word and they shy away from it. So your question is, what do? Do I send people to that pre-recorded message or what? Here's the reality. The reality is that because it is my preference, that's just my personal opinion. There are people that use that terminology every day and they still sign people up. So is it really that big of a deal? No. It's not my personal preference. It's not the way I represented myself. But it is how other people represent themselves, and they make millions of dollars representing themselves under that banner and under that name. I've just chosen not to. And so it really doesn't make all that big of a deal or that big of a difference. If you think it is, then it is, Brad. And so what I would see, and I think I've addressed this once before, is are people signing people up with those calls? If people are signing people up, you've got nothing to worry about at all. So if there's results of people using those calls, getting results, then you just go, oh, well, it works. That's the bottom line, is that you see the results, and the results are that they're getting people in, people are using it, then it is working just fine. If not, then you've got to look at another alternative. Maybe you guys recording your own message, maybe you talking to your upline, asking your upline to do a message where, we can kind of leave that terminology out that triggers in some people a negative response. So that's my answer to that question. Thanks, Brad, for the question. Okay, Sarah, who's next?
Thank you.
The next person we have is Simon Black. Go ahead, Simon.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Well, I just had a question concerning rejection, you could say. After I do the presentation and everything, and after they've looked at the websites and, gone over all the information, what should I say back to them if they say I've heard that all before or I've seen that all before?
Oh, that's a great question. Now, that's after they've taken a look at everything. So now you're on page 4 of our script book to close them, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And so they're saying that on question number 1, right? Simon?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and role play this out, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you calling me. I've looked at the website. You're going to ask me question number 1. Go for it. And I'm going to see how you handle it, and I'll show you how to improve it.
Okay. Well, Danny, what did you like about what you saw?
It all sounded good and everything, but it just really sounds like a whole lot of other things I've seen before.
Right. Well, tell me more about that.
Well, you know, gosh, I mean, I've been to dozens of presentations and, you know, just have seen tons of, you know, scams out there and everything. So, you know, it just sounds like, you know, all the rest of those kinds of things, and I'm not sure that I want to get involved with something like that.
Well, let me ask you, Danny, do you want to make a little money or a lot of money with our company?
I'm really not sure about that. So why don't you give me a call sometime next week and you know, let me do some thinking about it and some praying about it, and, you know, I'll do some more research, and we'll figure things out at that point.
All right. Well,
I appreciate you calling.
I'll set up another time with you then, and I'll get back to you.
Women, don't I? Okay, cool. I found one little thing that happened there, and that makes all the difference in the world. I'm going to go ahead and flip it back on you. So, Simon, what did you like most about what you saw?
Well, it looked very interesting and intriguing, but I think I've seen a lot of that already before.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of options out there, isn't there? So what exactly was interesting and intriguing to you?
Oh, the fact that it's easy and simple to do, and that it is possible to make a good income, it looks like.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it looks like something that I could build upon, and it looks like something I could help support my family and my children with.
Right. Do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
So that I can have financial stability and security.
Okay. So, Simon, at your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to have financial stability and security and be able to build something as well as raising your family at the same time?
Never.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to start at the bottom, working slowly towards that financial stability and financial security, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn two times the amount of money for the same work and effort?
Well, I want to be able to earn two times the amount of money for the same work.
Awesome. Welcome aboard, Simon. How do I spell that last name again?
L-A-C-K.
Okay. So here's the difference of what happened, hon. When I said, oh, you know, it sounded good and everything, but, you know, it sounds like a lot of things I've heard before. And he said, oh, really? Tell me more about that. So you led me down a path to tell you more about negative things.
Oh.
So what I did is I took out the one positive thing that you said, and that was, you know, it sounded interesting and intriguing, but, you know, I've heard about those things before. So I said, okay, well, tell me more about what was interesting and intriguing.
Oh, I see.
So what you're looking for is just one little ounce of something positive that they said, and you direct them down that path of what they thought was good.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
There you go. Simple, huh?
Yeah, very.
Good.
Thanks, Annie.
You're welcome. Okay, Sarah, who's next?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. The next person that we have is Kevin Madison. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. What can I do for you?
Good. Danny, I'm a young fellow, 26 years old, been extremely successful in the network marketing industry in the past 4 years, and I have a host of my team on the call tonight, and I have a myriad of questions wrapped up into one.
Okay. One question I can handle. Go for it.
Okay. Danny, there is a very important aspect of network marketing as to exposure, maximum exposure, and getting the right tools and necessary information needed to go out and build your business.
Right.
Why is it important and absolutely essential for people to, within their first 48 hours, to list their or make their list of resources, names, Walmart, what have you, in that first 48 hours, as well as why is it important for my team and the host of teams that are on the call tonight to be in Atlanta February 18th and 19th?
Kevin, that's a really good question. I'm going to let you answer that. Okay, so Kevin, number one, why do you think it's important, if you've been really successful in the business, why do you think it's important for people to make that list of resources and goals and to help and for them to make money within 48 to 72 hours of getting started in the business?
Well, for one, because people don't know what they don't know, and timidity will not advance you in the marketplace.
Yep.
And the more you put it off, the more so it becomes harder to start acting upon what it is that you need, want, or don't want as far as what you've listed, as far as your goals in this business. And if you are able to have a set plan while your enthusiasm is up and you're excited that you're now joining the business, you are more inclined to do whatever it takes within that initial excitement period, which is 48 to 72 hours, in order to do what it takes to get you off to a fresh start. But if you wait, I mean, as anything on this earth, you know, as it gets older, it becomes a little more hard, it becomes a little harder to do so. So that's why I personally feel it's absolutely important, essential, for within that 48 to 72 hours. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
No, you're on the right track. Tell me why you think it's essential for people to be in Atlanta.
Why is it essential for people to be in Atlanta, Danny? For the simple fact that they're hearing from the source. They're hearing from a source that has pretty much came from nothing. Extreme, severe, dire consequences that most people would never even visit, let alone from someone who probably resembles them in more ways than one. And even for gentlemen or men on the phone tonight that may not be able to relate as far as being a woman, but they could relate to having hard times from, you know, either being fired, being homeless, or so forth. But they're hearing it straight from the source, someone who's done it, who had every reason in the book not to do it, but did it from a payphone. Come on, from a payphone. You can do it from a payphone. Everyone probably has cell phones. You could definitely do this business. So that's why they need to be in Atlanta, to hear from the source on what it is that took you from zero to over $1 million in 2 years,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me you did a great job. You did an awesome job, and I know why you were coming from, where you were coming from as to why. Number one, when you first get a brand new person started, I like within 24 hours, I want to control their thought process. I don't want them thinking down the road of, I can't do this, what have I done, and getting buyer's remorse. So I like to control the things that they're thinking about. So if I'm working a local market, Kevin, what I like to do is I like to make sure that they walk away with the North Carolina CDs or the script book, because if I got them started like one-on-one with me right then and there, I want them putting that CD in their car and on their way home listening to information that's going to be able to help them to succeed. That's number one. If I'm not working a local market, and let's say that I sponsored you in a different state than in which I live in, then I'm directing them to the DannyJohnson.com website /video to watch that video. Why? Because there's testimonials of people who have tried and failed in this industry, like most of the people that are answering those advertising campaigns, and most of the people, let's face it, that you are all talking to, most of them have been in and out of this industry, or no other people have been in and out of the industry. That website and that video absolutely answers the concerns of that person who is thinking, crap, have I just got myself in another one of those things, and am I going to fail? It answers those questions. Number two, why do I have them making that list of goals? Because I want them spending the money already. I want them thinking of all the things that they are saying that they must accomplish, and they are looking at the reality of, if I go to work tomorrow, there's no way I can accomplish these goals. If I go to work and I stay at work for the next 10 years, I haven't been able to accomplish these things in the last 10 years. I'm not going to accomplish them in the next 10 years. I've got to do something different. So they are selling themselves as they're making that list of goals. Number three, list of resources. Why? Because it's activating them. It's activating them and giving them something that they have to start building upon. Now, you certainly can't just tell someone, Kevin, hey, I want you to make a list of names. Because you're going to get the same old objection that you've gotten every single time that you told somebody that, which is, I don't know nobody. I don't want to talk to my friends. Of course they're going to tell you that because they have past failures in the industry, or they know other people have had past failures and they're afraid. Or number two, they want to protect their friends. They don't know you. They don't feel comfortable with you talking to their friends. And so therefore you get all the friend objections. So I lead them into, I create an eager desire in them to come up with a list of names. I don't have time to go into that right now. If you are in Atlanta, you will learn exactly how to do that. So anyway, that's why I activate people right away. I begin that on-the-job training within 24 hours of when I brought them into the business with the form of three-way calls, practicing on some of their list of resources and beginning to make them money. Whether they even really got started or not and put their, you know, name on the dotted line, handed me their credit card or not, I'm going to start chasing down their contacts immediately and start building them a business. So that answers that. Number two, why be in Atlanta? Well, I don't know. All I know is that Kathy and Todd out of Salt Lake City, Utah, after their very first steps and bringing a tremendous amount of people and sending a tremendous amount of people on a monthly basis, their first year working with DannyJohnson.com increased their business 300%, and they were already successful. They already had a check over $40,000 a month. They already had 50,000 people in their business, and their check, their business grew 300%. Not to mention that the reason why their check grew is because of the success of the people that were around them after plugging through First Steps to Success. For example, I just got an email from her a couple of weeks ago. Here it says, she says, I thought Danny might want to know that the top recruiters in our company that are that are in my group are, have all been to Danny's seminars, and they sponsored, the number one recruiter sponsored 59 people in 6 weeks through the Christmas holidays.
Hello?
I don't know. All I know is that Sandy, out of the Midwest, got started in this industry years ago, never had any success recruiting, did 3,000 dials trying to recruit, and wound up with a big fat zero. Plugged into First Steps to Success and the prospecting and closing classes, as well as creating a dynasty, this woman now has a 90% closing ratio with cold market, okay, averaging 20 to 25 people that she's sponsoring into her business, 11 out of 12 months in the top three of the bonus boards in their company, making over $100,000 her first year working with DannyJohnson.com. The year before, hello, zip, zero, zilch, nada, paying off $76,000 worth of debt, which is what we teach on how to do at First Steps to Success. Not to mention, Don out of Colorado, 5 months doing nothing in his business, came to First Steps, sponsored 34 people in 30 days. So, Kevin, my answer is, why should everyone be in Atlanta for First Steps to Success February 18th to 19th? My answer is, I don't know. All I know is, if you want to be like Nate and his wife Robin out of Georgia, in 7 weeks following First Steps to Success, the team grew to 250 members. They doubled their income. I don't know. All I know is Evelyn, who's paid $1,500 for seminars for 30 years, and she's been going to training seminars, says there is absolutely no comparison to First Steps to Success. So all I know is if you want results like these people have had, then you want to plug in. If you're looking for a motivational seminar, do not come to First Steps to Success. It is not a motivational seminar. It is definitely the result of what happens at that seminar, but I am surely not a motivational speaker. We're going to show you how to get in the trenches, roll your sleeves up, get bottom line, done deal results that make your check grow. Guaranteed, bottom line. So there you go, Kevin. Sarah, who's next?
Wow. Cold calling?
Isn't that cold calling?
Yeah. Sorry.
Crazy.
Anyway, the next person we have is Paul Nesselman. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, Paul.
I guess I'm the person of a well-planned lied somehow. You know, I've been to your first steps, and I've been to Dynasty. I've had a lot of issues in my life. One being that I had my father move in. I had net surgery, and I had all this nonsense. I'm not trying to go down the road of self-pity. That's not my point.
What's your question?
My question is, how does one really keep motivated when they're in these
situations of life change? Okay, Paul, that's a really, really good question. Now, here's what's very, very important. That you have to come to this revelation, right? You obviously are motivated enough to say, I want to do something with my life, right?
Yes.
You're obviously motivated enough that you've gotten involved in some kind of business, right?
That's correct.
You're obviously motivated enough and have some kind of goal in which you want to achieve the fact that you have invested in your education, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So now you're at a crossroads. And here's something that you want to maybe post up on your refrigerator. Maybe you want to have it at your nightstand. Maybe you want your wife to write it in red lipstick on your mirror. It is never the circumstances that determine success. It's what we do with the circumstances that determine success. And so, Paul, the reality is that life is full of curveballs. It is full of distractions. It is full of disasters. It is full of all those things. But the thing that determines the people that succeed and the ones that don't is never how many distractions, how many disasters, how many curveballs are thrown at them. It's never that. In fact, if we were to sit down and make a list of curveballs that you and I both have thrown at us, I don't really want to make comparisons, but I could pretty much give you at least a run for your money. Right?
Yes.
So then you have to look at, okay, well, how in the world does someone dig themselves out of horrifying situations? How do you get out of these terrible obstacles? Again, it's not the obstacle that determines whether or not we're going to be successful. It's how we deal with it. And so I know for me that I came to a point where, like, I am so sick and stinking tired of drama. I'm tired of drama. I'm sick of my life being determined by what happens today or what doesn't happen today. It is those who make things happen. It's not those who are waiting for things to happen or waiting for the right circumstances. And so I understand. I had my mother come and live with me. My mom had a raging heart attack a few years ago, lived inside my house and you know, with all my kids. I mean, I understand what you're going through.
Yeah,
and my mother
easy.
Needed to be taken care of. I had to help her in the shower. I had to help dress her. I had to help her with everything. And it was another mouth to feed in the house. It was more laundry. It was more chores. It was more responsibility. It was more doctor's appointments. You know what I mean? Which I did not need. However, that wasn't what was going to determine whether or not I was going to get done what needed to be done when it needed to be done. And so you really have to learn how to manage your time.
I've come to that realization.
Yep.
I guess one of the problems I have, maybe it's bipolar or something. It's just like I have.
No, let me go here because we got a lot of questions that people are asking. Go to the site, look for the stuff under time management. In the North Carolina CDs, there's a whole hour on time management. You know what it's about, Paul? What it's about is staying on top of your game. And it happens one day at a time. I understand. I was living homeless in the back of my car, totally suicidal, completely suicidal. How in the world do I dig myself out of being suicidal to making $2,000 in 10 hours? It was one day at a time, and it was making the decision, and that's what it boils down to, Paul. It was making the decision that I am going straight up, and I don't care what it takes, I don't care how long it takes, and I'm going to focus on one good thing that I have going on in my life. And I put my focus on that one good thing instead of allowing life to determine how I felt, instead of allowing circumstances to determine how I felt about myself and how I felt about my future, instead of allowing people to determine how I felt about myself and how I felt about my circumstances, I completely took all the power away from circumstances and people, and I embraced it myself and said, okay, I am fully responsible for how I feel and what I focus on and what I do. And when you come to that place, it's one step at a time. It's the same exact thing that people who have addictions have to do. Whether they're addicted to alcohol, weed, you name it, cigarettes, whatever, shopping.
We all have them.
Adultery, you name it, whatever the addictions are, and I've suffered through my own addictions as well. The way I overcame addiction was the same exact way. It was one decision at a time. And I know, Paul, I know that you can do that, and here's the proof. Because you have already made the decision that you have to succeed. You've already made the decision to invest in yourself. You've already made the decision to go into a business. So that shows me that there is a craving inside of you for change. There is a craving inside of you to do something greater than where you're at. So that is the proof that you have the ability to make the daily decisions that are necessary to keep you on the right track. And guess what happens? Here's the good news, Paul. It's a matter of time before you've got momentum working for you, and you don't even have to think about those decisions anymore because they are on autopilot now. So that's the best advice that I can give you for now. Stay plugged
Annie,
in,
Annie, thank
Paul.
You.
God
I
bless
want
to
thank
you, brother.
You for all your time. And the time to take to talk to me, and I hope other people listening that might have this same issue get some benefit out of it.
There's a ton of people that do, Paul. I was one of them as well. So we're all struggling in some way, and I appreciate the question. Okay, Sarah, who's next?
The next person we have, I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly, is Ramesh Tambi. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
Man, check out all the guys I've got tonight, Sarah.
Hey, that's never a bad thing.
No way, man. I'm feeling special.
Oh.
Okay, Ramesh, how do I say your name?
What do you do?
What do I say your name?
Ramesh.
Ramesh. Okay, what can I do for you, Ramesh?
Well, I'm a Christian from India.
Well, praise God, brother. I'm a Christian from California.
Well, I live in Maryland area. I'm Rohini's neighbor.
Oh, no way. That's my best girlfriend in the whole wide world.
Anyway, I wanted to find out, you know, I bought your script books, I bought your North Carolina CDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I really can't afford to come to one of your First Steps to Success.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you mean by that, Ramesh?
Do you have plans to come to the D.C. area?
No. Atlanta, Georgia is the closest thing that's going to come to you, buddy.
Oh, I see.
That's the closest. So, you know what? I understand where you're coming from completely. In fact, it is so funny that you are my best girlfriend's neighbor. Because when Rohini first heard about First Steps to Success, she heard about it from her brother. And her brother had been unemployed as an engineer with an MBA. Rohini at the time had been unemployed with 2 degrees, architecture and engineering, unemployed for 1.5 years, completely in debt up to her eyebrows. And her brother had called her after he had attended First Steps to Success, and he said, Rohini, you have to go to First Steps to Success. And she's like, why? And he said, you have to go. Your whole life is going to change. Everything is going to be different. She's like, dude, how much is it? And he says, it's $297. And she says, I can't afford that. I've been unemployed for 1.5 years. How dare you call me? I've been unemployed all this time. I don't have any money. And he says, Rohini, if you can't afford it, if you do not have $297, that is proof that you can't afford not to be there. So he said, you need to come. And she's like, okay. And she heard something different in his voice. She agreed, and then he tells her where it's at. It was in 36 hours in Honolulu, Hawaii, and she was living right there in Washington, D.C. He did not take no for an answer. He says, you can't afford not to be there. He said, not only do you have to come, but you got to bring somebody along with her. That person was Dean, who I'm sure you have met, her husband.
Well, I have some of my people on the phone as well.
Yeah, Dino, she brought him. They were dating at the time. They came home. They got married. Dean and Ro learned through those training seminars how to generate multiple six figures for many, 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 many years. Dean went from making $35,000 a year after only a few years and about 20 First Steps to Success, probably 5 creating a dynasty. They flew all over the country to attend these things, increased his income to $250,000 a year. As an engineer, he is not even in the industry that I'm talking about. He took the things that he learned at that training seminar, increased his value in the marketplace as an engineer. And so the best thing I can tell you is that do whatever it takes. Rohini did whatever it took, not only to get there, but to get there in 36 hours when she had no money and was unemployed for 1.5 years. She made $2,000 her very first week coming out of that first workshop. She made $5,000 her second month. Within a few months, her check was $14,000 in 1 month's worth of income earning.
Wow.
Okay? And so what if she did not go? Just like me, my first 6 months of absolute failure, man, absolute failure. I had to fly. I didn't have the money. I had spent $25,000 living off of my credit cards because my business was failing. Couldn't sponsor anyone. Couldn't make anything happen. I went and brought in 25 business builders into my business, made $4,000 in 8 days. What changed? Something dramatically changed in those 2 days, and I promise you, you will not regret going. You will not regret jumping on that plane. I could open the lines right now, and you would hear testimony after testimony after testimony of people that took a chance, found the money. Gosh, I've had people postpone their weddings. We've had people sell a refrigerator, sell a car to get there because that's how bad they wanted to succeed. And came out and made thousands of dollars because they made that kind of investment in themselves. And so, Ramesh, I'm going to say the same thing that Siva said to Ro, and that was, if you can't afford to go, you can't afford not to go. It's so good talking to you, and you tell my best friend that I said hello. I'm sure you'll see her before
Thank
I will.
You. Yeah, I have an awesome upline. You know, Don Allen is my immediate upline.
I have no idea who that is, and thanks so much for the question. Okay, Sarah, who's our next caller?
The next person we have is Brunel Sullivan. Go ahead, Brunel.
Hello, Danny. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Brunel. What can I do for you?
Well, Danny, I'm having a problem. I have your script book in your North Carolina, and I listened to the first I get it, but I just can't get the people to view my movie completely, and they also get scared of my name after I introduce myself.
Brunel?
Yeah.
Why would they be afraid of your name?
Because I asked them, I said a person's name, I asked them, how's it going? And they said, and they're thinking, now, who is this? And when I tell them my name, they just freak out.
What do you mean they freak out?
I don't know no Brunel. Where you know me from?
Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and role play that. You got a script right there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead. I'm the prospect. Ring, ring. Hello?
Hi, Danny?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Well, this is Brunel calling you from blank, blank, blank.
Okay, there's your problem.
Okay.
Why is it? Did it say blank, blank, blank in here?
No.
Did it say calling you from?
No.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Danny.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Vanell.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling you back.
Okay.
You requested more information about home-based business?
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Well, what do you have? Okay, let's stop right here. Let me help you. I want to pick up the pace in which you're using it as. Okay,
okay.
You ready? I'm going to do it on you. You ready? Okay. Ring, ring, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brunel.
Hi, yes.
How's it going?
Going great.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You had requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, you could tell me how can I get started.
Okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, to save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Okay, there you go, Brunel. The problem was you changed the script.
Okay.
You added things in there that hurt the initial contact.
Okay.
Thinking that it would help it, but it doesn't. You're right. When you say, this is Brunel from New York City, calling you from New York City, I'm like, I don't know a Brunel in New York City. Okay? So when you say, this is Brunel, I'm calling you back. Huh? You requested more information about working from home? Oh, yeah, I did. What can I do for you? Aw. Do you understand? So you kind of messed up the flow, and by adding those things in the script did not help you at all.
Okay.
Now, the other issue as far as people not watching your movie all the way through, so you can actually tell how much time they spend on your movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. How long is the movie?
About 5 to 6 minutes.
Okay, and how long is the average person staying on that movie?
About maybe 1 or 2 minutes.
See what's going on in that 1 or 2 minutes? And what I would do is talk to the person who developed that movie, see if anybody else is having that same problem of people not lasting, if it's like the same old, right? What I want you to do is basically log the average time that people are staying on it. Then I want you to watch it and go ahead and go a minute, minute and a half, and see what's being said or done during that time that's making people lose their interest.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. The other thing is, and sometimes you can change it and sometimes you can't. The other thing is that if I had an issue like that, then I obviously would be paying more close attention to telling that person. In fact, I would do it with you. And Brunel, are you making sure to tie their needs, strengths, and goals at the very end of that paragraph on page 3?
Actually, I never got to that part.
Oh, there's a big problem here, my friend.
Okay.
You need to use the whole script, Brunel.
Okay.
Okay. It's real simple. There's a reason for it. At that very last paragraph, it says, Brunel, let me give you my phone number. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now. We'll be making a decision here real soon, so the sooner that you get to my website, the better. Depending on what your response is to this info will determine whether or not we work together or where you fit in on the team. So if you're available, it takes most people about 10 minutes to peruse that video. I've got a couple more people that I need to call back. Our advertising campaign has been ridiculously successful. I'm actually looking for some help fielding those calls. I'm going to go ahead and leave you with that video right now. I'll call you back in 10 minutes, and at that point, we're going to decide whether or not we're going to work together and whether or not you fit in on the team. At least for now, at least it is a way where you will be able to increase your income, as you were saying earlier, an extra $60,000, be able to pay off the debt of the two cars as well as the credit card debt that you said that you had, as well as be able to travel more and enjoy some more of your life and get out from underneath that boss that you can't stand. So I'll go ahead and leave you with that video now. Again, I don't know if it's going to work out between the two of us, but at least it is a way. It's going to take you 5 minutes to review it. At that point, we're going to decide whether or not we're going to work together.
Okay.
Now, you're missing a whole big, giant chunk of very important verbiage and posturing.
Okay.
If you're not reading that last paragraph.
So I need to speed up a little bit then, right?
I want you to speed the cadence up in the very beginning. First of all, you were adding words that were unnecessary.
Okay.
Okay? What I would do is I would do whatever you can to plug into some of the prospecting and closing classes that we do.
Right.
We don't have one that's available to the general public in February. I'm doing a private one for some First Steps graduates in February, but that's all already taken care of. March, there is definitely not one, but there will be a prospecting and closing school coming. It's a 12-hour school that's coming perhaps in March. Not giving any dates nor a location, and we don't have anything firmed up yet. But I would plug into something like that because you're just missing a couple little tweaks and you're adding things that are totally unnecessary.
Okay.
And it's hurting your game. So just go back to listening to the CDs and the script book. Keep it simple, dude.
Okay.
Adding some more spice, depth is not always nice.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, brother.
Thanks a lot, Danny.
You're welcome. Okay, Sarah, who's next?
It's funny. They add more work to it.
Hey, girl, how many classes have you been in with me teaching?
like a million, and
yeah,
I'm like,
and
is that
not the,
work
the, like the most common thing that people do?
Yeah, it's funny. Okay.
they think it's going to make it better, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And, I mean, why make yourself work harder?
Yeah.
It tells you exactly what to do.
I know.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
I promise you guys I'm not paying Sarah to say this stuff.
You know, I've been on several calls, and it's like you say the same thing over and over. Did you read the script? Well, I only got to page blah, blah, blah. Well, okay. When you stopped at page 3, it was on page 4, which you're having a problem with, you know? Anyway, I mean, I don't know how your script works, but you know what I mean?
You should have it memorized by now for as many times as you've heard me read it, man.
I should, but I don't know the page number.
That's so funny. I ought to be sending you guys one because at least you could follow along while I'm teaching a class. That would be a good idea for you.
There you go.
Okay, who's next, sweetie?
And the next person is Jessica Gomez. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi.
I got a pick right on. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, Danny Johnson.
Hi.
I heard your seminar on excuses.
Yes.
And there's a lot of that going on. But I have a question. I'm a Spanish bilingual speaking person, and I'm trying to start, yes. I'm starting my home-based business. I'm a mother of two. I'm only 26 years old.
Right on.
And I wanted to know, how can I get the bilingual speaking people,
mm-hmm.
how can I bring them into the business, into my business, and let me see how I'll put it here. Okay.
Do you think that bilingual people have...
Yes, they're interested in it, but how can I... how can I bring them into my business and help them understand that the business works?
Okay. Write this down.
Okay.
Jessica?
Yes.
Excuse me. Facts tell, stories sell.
Say it again. Facts.
Facts tell, stories sell.
Stories sell?
If you become an absolute machine gun of testimonials,
uh-huh.
there's nothing more powerful than testimonials of building people's belief in their business.
Okay.
And so here's what's important, Jessica,
uh-huh.
is that you have a system in place to be able to plug them into
uh-huh.
right when you get them started.
Okay.
Meaning that I don't know how much of what you've listened to what we've done. First of all, if you're trying to open up into a new market and
uh-huh.
you have not been to several first steps or creating a dynasty yet, you're
yes.
only hurting yourself.
Okay.
You're only
well, I've been going to seminars.
I don't care what seminars you've been to. If you haven't been to First Steps to Success, you have not been to the seminar that is going to help you open into a brand new market and to be able to dominate it.
Okay.
There's lots of seminars out there to be able to go to, and I'm not knocking those. They all do a great service. However, I don't know how many of the speakers that you have learned from that have actually built a large sales force, opened up new markets, and have made $1 million by building a sales force part-time in 2 years.
Okay.
I don't know. So there are some specifics, there's strategies, there's skill sets that you will want to have that will make your life easier
mm-hmm.
and that you'll learn how to drive an entire sales force to success. You'll learn how to raise up other leaders in the Hispanic market that will be able to build a dynamic business. I've had many sales forces where I've had an entire sales force that spoke a language I could not speak.
Wow.
And they were very successful at it. And I was not bilingual. Shame on me. I'm half Nicaraguan.
Okay, so do I start with the CD and Spanish? I want to get them on these calls.
Right, and I don't. And as it is right now, we don't have anything that – I have 2 Spanish-speaking people on my staff, but we don't have anything that is translated as of yet. I think I should learn the language or something. As it is right now, I don't have bilingual information that you can use, and we will be working that, I promise. We have several different countries that are requesting all our CDs to be translated.
Okay.
But obviously the Hispanic market, would be a good place to start.
Yes.
But anyway, so the best thing to do – is to learn how to build this business as a professional, to really learn how to drive into the new markets, to really learn how to create success out of brand new people just getting started. And that will begin to duplicate, and it will duplicate very, very quickly as long as you understand that system. You can learn part of that system through all the CDs that we have on our site. You can learn pieces of that on all the free archived calls, but if you want to really master it, You want to plug yourself fully into that full system. And I promise you, you're going to generate six and seven figures from the information that you're going to learn out of that. And as you apply it, build other people to the same levels of success. Jessica, it's a great question, and I absolutely wish you well, and I want to see my bilingual salsa dancing, hotter than hot girl making it all happen.
That's
in that
right.
Hispanic market.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay, Sarah, let's take another one.
Okay, the next one we have is Carrie Kastka.
Another girl. Maybe.
Yes,
I did. There's some Carries that are guys. Okay, Carrie, what can I do for you?
Hi, Danny. I have the problem where I get people to sign up. I'm going through the script exactly and everything. I get them to sign up, and then they have to shop to get their product.
Gotcha. I know exactly what company you're coming from. Yes. Here's a recommendation I have. That is very overwhelming for people. Have you noticed?
Yes.
And they wind up dragging their feet, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a stupid step, isn't it?
It is.
You get to the point where, like, yes, I want it. And then there's, like, this big lull for, like, I don't know, sometimes a week, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
And that's stupid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you think you ought to solve that problem?
It's been working to get them to watch the video right away.
The video on my website?
Yes.
Wow. To get them to shop faster? That's amazing.
Yes. Excited about it, so. But maybe I need to do something with the packages.
Good idea.
Shop.
Okay, well, let me help you out. I'm gonna take you a few steps ahead, and then I'm gonna give you something that you can use that you feel real comfortable with. Carrie, what I want to see you have the ability to do is to no longer sell the $29.95 package, and then let's figure out what order you're gonna use.
Okay.
You are selling from the bottom up, and that's a much slower process than selling from the top down. Really what you should be marketing, Carrie, and the only reason why you're not marketing is because you don't yet have the skill to market it, and the skill is available at First Steps. It's available in the prospecting and closing classes. Like I said before, I said the story earlier to Kevin, where I had that lady that, you know, made 3,000 prospecting calls and did not sign up one person, right?
Right.
She went to First Steps several times, got in the prospecting and closing classes. This girl then could sponsor people at, like, that $29 level. Now she brings them at $3.99. Now she could not close anybody out the career package to save her life prior to getting herself the skills that she needed to be able to do it. Now the woman is an absolute machine. Absolute machine. And guess what? It has duplicated. Not only can she close like that, every month she has one to two of her people in the top recruiting bonus pools. All right? So this is someone who is failing, who now is succeeding. Do you understand? There's nothing special here other than she learned the skills, just like a doctor goes to medical school for 10 years to learn how to open your heart up and fix it. Okay? So, Carrie, from the top down is what you want to be moving forward in. If you're selling that top career package at $299, is there a shopping issue?
No.
No. Not only that, they're getting what they need. They're getting products that they can market, do a local test market, and start collecting their own testimonies right in their own local community. They can become profitable within their very first week of business, right?
Right.
Versus spending that first week of business trying to spend money.
Right.
That's why they're dragging their feet. All they're looking at is spending money that they can justify that they don't need to spend. They have Tylex in their cupboard that they need to finish before they buy tub and whatever it is. That I love, by the way, and it really works. Okay, so it's a switch in the brain.
Right.
And the switch is that they're dragging their feet because they're going, I already have toothpaste. I already have shampoo. Are you with me? I already have this. I already have that. Oh, gosh. I want to spend as little as I possibly can. That's not going into business. No. Start with a career package. It's already set up. They can use that to transform their home. Or they can use that to make money. The reason why they answer that ad is to what?
Make money.
Exactly. But you're doing them a disservice by starting them at the bottom and doing this as a shopping spree. Instead of, here's a career package, this is how business people start, it's going to put you in a position where you can earn more money faster. So I've never given people an option of what they're going to get, ever. And anybody in marketing with good experience that have made millions of dollars, they don't let people pick what they're going to get. They direct them on what they want them to get.
Okay.
All right? So I would be marketing the existing packages that your company already has set aside. It's a step up, Carrie, but I promise you it's going to make you more. Your team's going to get off faster, and they're going to make more money.
Okay.
All right, girl. I told you that was a switch. Okay, cool. All right, well, Sarah, look. Man, I survived. I only coughed three times through this call. I'm so blessed that you were ready and available to do this for me.
No problem.
Yeah.
Were you, like, ice skating in the hotel, like, a couple weekends ago?
No,
or what?
I wasn't.
How did you?
I wasn't. I know. You know what happened is that this is we've launched this new band that you guys did not get to see.
Oh,
and
no.
They rocked the house on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up Friday morning before I got on the plane with a cough. A little tickle. And then Saturday night, I was watching this band, and 700 people just hooting and hollering and screaming. I mean, it was a roar, and I was like, yeah! I'm in the back, screaming my head on, then I got up to speak, and I'm like, whoops, I have a whole other day to speak, and my voice is saying, forget you, baby.
Oh, no.
So I've been recovering from that since.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, cool. We're nearly the top of the hour. Let me just make a couple last few things. Go ahead and clear that queue out. I personally want to thank you, Sarah, for being just going the extra mile with me. You guys were not scheduled to do this call tonight, and just goes to show you how voice text is absolutely just sitting there waiting to be able to serve you guys in the best way that they can. And the girls that they have on their staff are truly amazing and professional and friendly, and they go over and above what most people are willing to do. And so thanks, Sarah, for being on here. As well as I want to thank Stephanie, Brad, Simon, Kevin, Paul, Ramesh, Burnell, Jessica, and Carrie for the questions that they asked today. It made a very rich call today, lots of good content, lots on prospecting, as well as a number of other things. And so I want to thank you guys for having the courage to be able to step out, knowing that there's a ton of people listening right now, and there's even more that will be listening tomorrow online. So wrapping this thing up, I just want to tell you guys that here we are wrapping up the last week of January, and you have an option here. And I remember this is exactly, man, 17 years ago, January, end of January, I was about to have a zero-out month after having a good month in the month of November and doing okay in December, and I was about to have a blowout, zero-out month in the month of January. And I remember just being so riddled with fear and just completely buried under, I believe, a spirit of oppression. And I had this goal to do $25,000 worth of sales volume. And the goal was sitting on my desk, and I had written over it so many times that it leaked through all 12 months of that big desk calendar. Okay, it leaked all the way through to December. That's how many times I wrote it over and over again. And every day that I looked at that $25,000 goal, I just got terrified, more and more scared. But I continued to prospect. I continued to have people come and take a look. But no one said yes. They all said the same thing. Think it over. Don't have the money. Need to talk to my spouse. Call me in 2 weeks. Nobody stepped up. All they did was fill out applications with no money. And here I was trying to just collect a $20 application, even though the fee really to get in was $5,000. So here I am at the very couple days end of January, and I'm sitting there going, I can't do this, man. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent if I don't figure this stupid thing out. So I walked in the office, and I got mad. And again, it boils down to this, which is what I was talking to Paul about. It boils down to a decision. Enough is enough. I'm going for it, period, end of story. I have to make this work. And so rather than looking for easy way out, or rather than going, oh, well, I can't afford it this month, well, I might as well quit, it's not working for me, the business isn't working, maybe I'm not good enough, I didn't do any of that. I said, enough is enough, I'm going to make it happen. I got on the phone, and in an hour and a half created $35,000 worth of sales volume with people that said, no, I want to think about it, I need to talk to my wife, and I don't have the money. These were all out of people that said those things. Now, I know that you've come across people all month long that have given you those responses. I know you have. Do you know what to do with those people? Do you have any idea what to do with them? On the North Carolina CDs, there is a section on those CDs, I can't even tell you what CD it is, that'll teach you. It's actually one woman, a single mother of five children, young children, who heard those CDs, heard the story I just told you, and learned what to do on those CDs about building a fire and leveraging. On those North Carolina CDs, I reveal exactly what to do with all those people who told you, no, I want to think about it. She created $1,500 worth of income in 45 minutes from what she learned on those North Carolina CDs. So if you have had people telling you this all month long, that's okay, because there is an answer of what to do with them. So even if you feel like you're failing, there is an answer at First Steps to Success. There's an answer at Creating a Dynasty coming in May in Los Angeles. There are answers for whatever it is that you're struggling with if you are willing to get over your excuses, bite the bullet, make the investment in yourself, because you obviously have a craving deep down inside to succeed. Now all you need is the skill to succeed. You need the strategy to succeed. You need the belief to succeed. If the craving is there, I promise you, there's an answer for it. So other than that, guys, thank you so much for your time tonight. I'm looking forward to teaching my class tomorrow morning as well as Thursday. I can't wait to see many of you in February in Atlanta, Georgia, at First Steps to Success. Get yourself registered right away, man. We've been selling out every single month. You want to make sure that you get yourself a guaranteed seat at that event. But other than that, hey, I'm going to open up the... Good night. God bless everybody.